Cinderella. It is a name that is very well known in our modern day society. We tend to have stories about it in some way, shape, or form come out every couple of years, where a young woman goes to a ball or a meeting or a party where she meets a prince or someone who dances with her and falls in love with her. They hit it off right away, but when she leaves the ball in a rush, she accidentally leaves her shoe. She does not see him. And when he actively goes to find this young woman who he likes and wants to be with, he does not recognize her without using the shoe she left behind. He does not know her from the apart from the small physical piece of clothing that she left. He did not know where to look. And like the prince, the people who are waiting for Jesus and John are looking for someone with the expectation of finding them with a small piece of information. They did not know him. The people did not recognize God. Throughout the history of the Israelites, there have been stories and times where God was present and actively with them. God is always there. But the people failed to recognize that God was with them and caring for them. And as we have seen over the course of Advent, and even before the season started, the people continue to turn away from God and not trust in God. They focused on what they thought they needed to survive instead of trusting what God told them and gave them in their lives. They failed to listen to what God said and how to care for one another as they were told. Prophets were sent by God to talk and share God's word with the people, but they failed to take the prophets' words seriously. And when they did listen to the prophets that were sent to them, they had their expectations of what God would do and be like to them, which led to disappointment when it did not happen when they thought it would. They did not listen to what God was telling them. It did not recognize what God was up to in their lives and communities by only focusing on what they desired. They did not know what God was doing in their lives. And just like the people of Israel, we struggle to recognize God in our world today. Faith has become another part of what we do in our weekly lives instead of what's guiding us through our lives. We see God in our worship services on Sunday mornings, but some of us might not think to look for God when we are in other places in our lives. Faith becomes another thing that we just check off our to-do list after we go to church and then not think about it at all until next week when we are here again. It does not become a daily part of our lives. And just like the Israelites, we have these thoughts and expectations of where God is and will be in our lives, that we do not stop to think and explore where else we can see God in the world. Some of us might have this idea of God that comes to mind when that idea is challenged, but when that idea is challenged, we struggle to see how God could be there. We see God when we are with our friends and family, which is good, but some of us might not stop and take a moment to see where God is in the strangers and neighbors around us. The person next door, the parents of our kids' classmates, the Afghan families and other refugees that are looking for safety, the people we do not know personally. Some of us do not stop and look for God in new ways. Some of us do not stop to recognize God. And even though the people did not recognize God, God still came into the world. God wanted to be here with God's people to show how God is still present with them here in that moment. God will be physically here and embodied with those around Jesus. And the people were waiting for God to come. They were expecting to see God come to them when they asked John if he was the Messiah. I can imagine them going to John, excitedly asking, "Are you the Messiah? Are you the one we've been waiting for?" And John replying to them that the one coming after him would be the one. God is coming. God will be here. And the people will see God through Jesus. They wanted their faith to be actively part of their lives. And Jesus will show God, the divine parent, to the people in his actions and relationships he has with the marginalized and those on the edges. The people will know God in new ways because Jesus knows God. They will see God physically at work in their lives around them by being with them. God is coming. God is here. God will continue to be here. God came into the world to be with the people and walk among them. And just as Jesus was with the people then, God continues to be with us in the world now. God is here with us now through the power and work of the Holy Spirit and gives us our faith to see God working in our lives. God is present in our lives more than Sunday mornings, but in every moment of our lives. The Holy Spirit gives us faith that we get to develop and deepen when we trust that God is here with us and will be with us whatever we are going through. Whether we are struggling to see God and trust God at the moment or happy with where we are at in our faith, God is here with us. God is here. God is embodied in our neighbors, and when we get to know them and be with them, we see God in new ways that we may never have before. When we look around us, God is here embodied with us. And just like Cinderella and the prince, who began to see her more than just her physical features, we begin to see God more present in our lives when we look around and trust in God. We get to look around and discover God and explore God in new ways we may never have thought of before. God loves us and wants to be here with us. God is in places and in people we may have never expected God to be. The neighbor down the street that we have not talked to before. The refugees that are seeking asylum. And those who we help in the mission of the month, just to name a few. God is embodied and present everywhere. When we look around, we get to see how God is active and present in the moment. God shows God's self in new ways.